If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Good vibes, Ben.
Afternoons on the Score.
Play clock down to two. They take the handoff. Daniels runs to his left, throws to his left. Pass is caught. Touchdown, Commanders. Zacchaeus was left open for the back of the end zone. On fourth down and two, they cash in for the first score of the game.
The Bears have a new wide receiver. What his role is on the team is, I think, up for debate. You are convinced that it's not.
I think he is the Ben Johnson wide receiver three guy. He is a guy who can play in the slot, but can also play all over. He's a guy who loves to block and is really, really good at blocking. And as we know, Ben says, no block, no rock. You don't block, then you don't get targets. He's also a guy who can be a punt returner, and I know you want to talk about that, and you should, but he caught 45 balls last year. This is a dude who, for 1 month period where three of those times he led the Commanders in targets. Like when guys got hurt and when necessary, Jaden Daniels looked for him. You don't think of him as a capable, legit wide receiver, maybe because he was an undrafted free agent. And after he was done with his rookie time in Atlanta, he was on a one-year deal in Philly and then a one-year deal in Washington and now a one-year deal with the Bears. But I think he is a viable wide receiver three for what Ben Johnson needs.
I'm not saying that he's not. And if he ends up being wide receiver three, I'm not saying that I have a problem with it. I just see him maybe filling more of a need on special teams for the Bears. Here's a name that we haven't mentioned in a long time.
Okay.
Remember Tyler Scott?
Barely. I'll be honest. Barely.
Remember that?
He's got one more year on a rookie deal?
Yeah. I really thought that he would be more. Like, when watching his tape at Cincinnati, I'm like, okay, like there's definitely something here.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that there's still a lot of good receivers that are still available that might be able to. And having great depth is not a bad thing.
No. So, and I'm not saying that. Like, there could be another, like a wide receiver four, or you think somebody could jump in as a wide receiver three?
I think there's still a chance that there can be a wide receiver three here. And if you look at what he's done as a special teamer, there's a lot of. I think this is a very solid move. I don't want to act like it's not.
They need a dude and they need a depth dude.
Absolutely.
And they need a guy who can block and do a lot of things.
And you probably need someone to return for you, because that became a thing last year because you trusted Velus again.
Yeah.
And then he fumbled immediately when you trusted him. This now gives you another option of someone to replace. Velus went to two different teams last year, right?
I think so. He went to the non-Bears and again to the non-Bears.
Was he a Atlanta? Titan for a minute?
It might have been a Titan.
It was Atlanta.
It was Atlanta, right? Because
okay.
I remember the Cordarrelle Patterson.
Jacksonville too as well, right?
Jacksonville. I always get them confused.
Shane's my Velus guy. Like, he's just always there with Velus information. Built like a baby horse. Wasn't that what it was? Something like
healthy
that.
As a baby horse.
Thank you very much. Not built like a baby horse.
You remember that?
That'd be awkward.
You guys remember that time when the Bears rumors of like he's a running back now.
Oh yeah,
you guys remember that?
Yo, real quick, wasn't Jacksonville? It was Carolina.
Oh, see,
same thing.
As the Bayless guy, sorry about that.
Let me tell you, in terms of Bears castoffs and places they could go, Jacksonville might as well be Carolina. Am I right? Like, especially in March, nobody knows or cares. Damn it! So let me ask you this: if they are going to add another wide receiver, either a veteran like you're talking about, or maybe in the draft, what characteristic is missing? As you look at DJ Moore and Rome Odunze, big-bodied Rome Odunze.
You got the big body guy. Uh-huh. You also have the run-after-catch guy.
The yak machine.
You've got that.
Yes, and now you have the really strong blocker, like thick-bodied return type.
What if I added another position and said you kind of need a pass-catching tight end?
Well, you definitely could use that, but stick with the wide receivers.
Okay, I got off track.
I think they're missing a specific characteristic. Blinding, burning speed. Like, and think about when you're Ben Johnson and you're building your wide receiver core, Jameson Williams changed things for them.
He did.
Because all of a sudden, you could send him deep on play action, or you could use him on your shallow crosses and watch him outrun people, or you could run one of your trick plays and get him going. So I would not be surprised if the Bears draft a raw, speed-burning wide receiver.
Top off the defense type dude.
Exactly.
But wasn't that supposed to be Tyler Scott?
Of the batch... He was the fastest guy of the batch.
Is it possible
Ben wasn't here, man.
Is it possible that Ben looks at that and goes, I can help him.
I can use him for this. Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And hopefully it's happening right now. Wouldn't you say they got an extra mini camp because he's the new coach?
April 7th, the Bears will go to their extra mini camp.
Hey, man.
Everyone who doesn't have a new coach has to wait until the 20th or 21st. The Bears can start 2 weeks early.
So don't you think there's a list of dudes that Ben's going to get to watch up close and check out up close and run some testings on? Want him?
Don't want him.
Need to draft a replacement, you know, or look for a replacement or secondary free agents who are still going to be out there. There'll be dudes who are out there. But I find myself looking around at burners. Isaiah Bond of Texas, who runs a 4.39. You know? So, like, we've got time, but that's the characteristic that I think is missing.
Yes. When we come back, there's going to be more Bears conversation because my partner, he happens to be an expert at reading body language. I don't know if you knew this. I don't know where he got the credentials from. Southern New Hampshire University wherever.
Body Language University.
Body Language U.
Online.
Online. He got his degree there just like I did. And he's going to tell you about something that he saw yesterday that is worth discussing. And I guess what? I agree with him. It's next here on The Score.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.